Of Zayin Kislev, we're holding in Siman Kuf Lamites. Again, we jumped to Hanukkah just temporarily. Those that wondered how we are out of order, in order to really appreciate this incredible Yom Tov. And we're holding in Seif Hey. We're going to go today to Seif Yud Aleph. So we're learning about what type of menorah, if a person lights with a Kli Cheres, a Ner of Cheres. Now remember, in the old days, if you ever see some of the archaeological findings, so many of the things were made of earthenware, especially because it's not makabel tumah. If someone used one of them after he lit it one night, he cannot use it again because it becomes disgusting. So it's an interesting discussion today when they use these. Sometimes we use, many people use these glass things, and also sometimes become disgusting. Lamaisa, the place can say it's still okay, but it's best to make sure that they're clean and look beautiful. You see that there's something very special. And in fact, the Kitzur says you should have a menorah, no, a beautiful menorah. In the Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes from the Chesed Avraham 15 different levels of what's considered the best menorah, starting with gold, silver, and then going to silver, all the way down to peels of pomegranate. Very interesting. Now, preferably, it should be a beautiful menorah, like we just said, and it should be made of metal, like we just said. And if someone is able to buy a beautiful menorah of silver, so that's what the Kitzur says, it's a special, so it's a hidul mitzvah. Now, it's pashut that in our countries, what does that mean? By Ashkenaz, but of course, we in the Kitzur, we try to cover everyone. So by the Ashkenazim, let's discuss first, how many gets to do mehadin mina mehadin. Basically, what that means is that not only do we, the essence of the mitzvah, I mean, the chiv obligation is to light one candle per night, but the mehadrin light a candle for each person in their house, and mehadim and mehadim also add every night another candle. So altogether, the minig is that every person, every member in the family, lights a menorah, and each time each one lights another candle. Now the place can already say that women are tafel, meaning they either the woman is married and ishta kigufa, she is yotzeh with her husband's lighting. And many have the custom that women, the even young ladies, do not light, but many have the custom that they do light, especially if girls are in seminaries. So now there's more of a reason why they should be lighting, but even that, some hold they don't have to. I think the minhag today is that they do, and usually they do it in the lunchrooms because the whole discussion, if you could do it in the bedroom, especially with the danger effect. Also, when it comes to Sfaradim, the Maise, only the Balabait lights, and the Balabait, meaning the owner of the house, and he lights every single night another candle, but it's preferable that everyone should be there when he is doing the mitzvah. So this way they should be able to hear the brachas. The Kitzur tells us to be careful when you're placing the menorah, to not place it in a place where you usually place candles, because otherwise it won't be a recognition for Neres Hanukkah. I saw Paiskin that say that the simple logic is today that we use these type of what we call Chanukiah, which seems that wasn't the custom in the old days. So therefore, that in itself is a recognition that it's clearly because of Hanukkah, and therefore this concern is not such a concern. This will actually play a role also when it comes to other shailas, as we'll discuss. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to light in the Pesach that's close to Rosh Hashanah. That means to the public where people walk in the streets. And this is all because, of course, the essence of the mitzvah, Pisul Menisa. That's what they used to do in the Mishnah, in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara. But Bezman Hazeh, says the Kitzur, that we live amongst other Jews, we light in that house. Now, if there's a window, we try to accomplish Pisul Menisa by lighting it by the window that people are going to be able to see. Now, by the way, this applies even in Eretz Yisrael. Many, even including Avadi Yisrael, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and many tzaddikim, especially the Chazanish, used to prefer lighting by the window that is seen in the Shus HaRabim, and it actually even trumps another halacha, which we'll see in a moment, the height of how tall the flame should be. So we'll see that in a moment. Now the Kitzur also tells us that the mitzvah is, so the chatchila, like we just said, you should have pesul menisa. But if a person is not lighting by the window, so then, or the window is not by Shus HaRabim, so then he should do it by the Pesach. That means any doorway, there's a special thing to light by the doorway. And the reason for that is to be mesuvah in mitzvah. So you have the mezuzah on your right and the ner Chanukah on the left, and you're walking in and you mesuvah in mitzvah. And that actually, and the Kitzur says it's preferable to put it into the actual doorway itself as much as possible, or at least within a tefach, within 4 inches of that doorway. The mitzvah is to place them above three tefachim. That means, now, when we speak about the height, we're talking about the flame. That's the way the Arizal holds in many places. You know, there are those that hold that it's actually the menorah itself. But the simple pshat is that the flame should be above three tefachim from the ground, and it should be below 10 tefachim. Again, this is really to recognize that it's a menorah. That's why it could be today that we have menorahs. We're not so makbid on this. If you place it above 10 tefachim, it's not a problem. But you should never place it above 20 amos. 20 amos is about 30 feet. Because above 30 feet, a person's eye doesn't catch. Now, of course, if you live in a building and there's a building across from you, that's a discussion whether you fulfill the mitzvah or not. And the poskim, I think, pretty much rely, yes, although I thought B'Shem HaShom Zomalafi was, I think, machmir with that. If a person lives in an attic, you place it by the window, like we said, even though it's going to be above 10 tefachim, which we mentioned before. And if a person, in fact, lives in some basement, it doesn't matter, because the Pilsume Nisa, at the end of the day, is an extra. The Iker is the Pilsume Nisa from the person himself. That's what the Beisho also writes. And we'll discuss a little bit more about that regarding where a person's in a place where there's no Jews at all. Is it Pilsume Nisa or not? In any case, the Kitzer says, Vayter, when it comes to the candles themselves, they should be in an even, straight line. Shouldn't be one tall, one low, and there should be somewhat of a hefsek between one candle and the next, meaning a separation, so it doesn't look like one big flame. When you have candles of wax, which many people have, you should be careful that there is some space, because otherwise they melt each other, and you end up not actually having even a half an hour, even though it says on it that this lasts for half an hour, many times it doesn't, and that's an important thing, because the chatchila, the shear of candle, has to be a half an hour of lighting. And the Kitzur discusses also, if you have a bowl and you surrounded it with wicks and flames, and then you put up, and then you put like a cover, if you didn't put a cover, it's a problem because it looks like one big bonfire. But otherwise, if you covered it and then you lit it, so then at least it's individualized, it's okay. Generally speaking, you see from here that a circular type of menorah is okay, but generally we don't use those, especially because you have the shiloh. Halacha is if you have two people, two individuals, let's say, that are not in the same home, or they want to each light, they should not light on the same one next to the other, on the same menorah, because then it looks like you don't know that each, there's two people, looks like it's the second night. Now, this also will not be true, meaning it will be okay if you have a menorah and you're lighting on both ends, external ends of the menorah, and then there's what to be made on the Chanukiah today. When is this manat laka? This is a big argument amongst the poskim, what's the ideal time? So the Kitzur says, which is the way the Shulchan Aruch holds. That seems to be the standard, unless you have a minhag otherwise. But you should know, the Vilna Gaon holds it from Shkia. The Moshe finds his Zecher Tzadik Levracha had 10 minutes after Shkia. Other held 15 minutes before Tzeisek Echavim. Many have the minhag to do so. And like I said, many, I think the Sfaradim also do Tzeisek Echavim. In Eretz Yisrael, there's also different types of minhagim, different types of customs. Now, once a zman hadlaka arrives, so even though b'zman hazeh, where we say that the pilsum nisa is for the inside of the home, so therefore technically you don't have to be so machmir. We mentioned even for shalom bais, you should wait for your wife to come home, etc. But nevertheless, you should not be engaged in things like work or eating. Now, eating, we're speaking about specifically bread or a kebeya of mezonos. Women can be much more lenient. And that's where Avazna had the chatchila, they could even eat. Now, men also have a problem of marv. What comes first? So generally speaking, if you have marv or chanukah at the same time, you should do marv first, because that's tadav shana tadav, is more common. Iker also is to gather everyone. So you should, when you're lighting, you should be mefasim the nes, and you should place oil, like we said, for at least a half an hour. Preferably that half an hour should extend half an hour past seis, because that's really the time, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So whenever you're lighting from Shkia, or especially if you're lighting, because the earliest time Kitzur mentions is Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha is also an option when you're really stuck, but the lighting should go all the way till a half an hour after Tzeisek Chavim. If not, one should relight, but without a bracha. Lastly, the order of lighting. So the first night, by the way, position the menorah, is that all the way on your right side you have the candle, and then each night you're adding another candle left of that. But you should position yourself left of those candles each time, so this way you're not passing over the mitzvah, and that's how you light. Now, interesting that even a lefty should do the same thing. The only question is, should he light with his right hand or his left hand? Api Kabbalah, he should use his right hand like everyone else. Have a beautiful Chanukah.